King, and King. And it's a day that we remember our freedoms, our liberties, and all the rights that we have. And we have lots of them. We've heard about our rights a lot in the past couple of weeks. We've read in the newspapers about our right to bear arms, our right to religion, our right to free speech, our right to freedom of press, and so on and so forth. And as Americans, we take pride in our rights. We take pride in our liberties, and we take pride in equality, the equality that we all are assured. But sometimes we allow that thought process to also enter the church and our spiritual life. And we sometimes think and allow that way of thinking we have rights to also come into our church. I've heard people that come up to me and say, yeah, we're all equal. So I have the right to preach also on Sundays if you're not here. I have the right to do baptisms if you're busy. I have the right to perform weddings if you are in a hurry. And not just concerning me. Lots of other people have said, oh, I have the right to do this. Parish councils in here, I have the right to help collection count the money. Yes, Lord, I see what you are doing. Christ teaches on such, make the Yahweh community. Make the Yahweh community if it's not much Shadish Tankwards out there. Shadish Tankwards. I'm the Yahweh who made the Yahweh, or make Bash Tankwards. I'm the Yahweh. Yet it's not much Shadish Tankwards. Shadish, I'm the Yahweh who made Bunker today, yet the Bunker before seeing who is Yahweh who made the By Zeko Asa, Zeko and Yahu, Yahu, and 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 Yahu, We have no rights. No one has any rights to anything in the church. Not the priests, not the people, not the deacons. No one has any rights in the church. No one is entitled to anything. Not to Holy Communion, not to baptism, not to weddings, nothing. And I hear it often. People come and say, oh, yeah, I have the right to receive communion. And I laugh because you have no rights. This is not a democracy. It's not even a theocracy. This is God's kingdom. And He's the one in charge. When people come and they say, I have the right to do something in the church, we are again thinking of Americans. We have the rights to do something. But in reality, we have privileges that can be given and can be taken away. Read any of the canons of the church. And all the canons will say, for very little offenses, if you do something wrong, you are not allowed to receive communion for these many years. Or if you are not ready for something, if you're not ready for communion, or for baptism, for weddings, for anything, you do not have the right to receive those things. You need to prepare for those things. We have rights in the world today because of justice and freedom. To be preserved. And we have a whole, as I said, in the Constitution, we have a whole list of those rights. They're called the Bill of Rights. I tell you this, I'm a history major. I studied constitutional law in seminary, in college. I have a lot of free time on my hands when I read these things, so I know a lot about the history of the United States and constitutional law. But I don't tell you that to bore you. I tell you that because the reason we have rights is so that the government does not infringe upon. Because the government will eventually do that. This is how governments work. All of history shows us. But, when we come to church, God, who is the government in our lives, God, who is the creator, He is the one who is justice and freedom. And He will never infringe upon those things. Once we are in church, He who is invisibly enthroned on the altar will give those things to us. We don't need someone to defend them today. And as I said, we have no rights, we have in the Iron Church and in Christianity. And it means that we recognize and we trust God. And in Armenian, the word to worship, to bow, is Yegevavutu. Yegev, which means ground, earth, and Bakhev, which comes from the old, this is the old Armenian word, which now we say Bakhev, Bakhev, to kiss. And so when we bow and we worship, we kiss the ground. And when we kiss the ground, we show God that we trust in Him, we do not doubt Him, and we put Him above us. He is King, we are subjects. He is in charge, we are obedient and we listen. This is what it means to worship. And we learn to worship through experience, through example, by watching others. This is why I always say, children need to be in the church. I'm talking to you in the white. Children need to be in the church. Because when they are in the church, they see and they reenact what they see. As I said, in Armenia many years ago when I was studying, I was at St. Sophia Christian Holy Trinity Church in Bangladesh, Yerevan. And again, those that have been to Yerevan know where Bangladesh is. It's not the Bangladesh. But as I'm in this church, I'm studying, I'm doing the songs for morning service, and I see this old grandma who's there, and she worships, she's making the sign of the cross, she has her arms up high, she's bowing, kissing the ground. And then I notice that she has a veil over her head. And then I notice right behind her, to the left, there's a little girl, 10 years old maybe, who is watching her, and everything she's doing, the little girl's trying to reenact. Going up and down, sign of the cross, hands up, kissing the ground, and so on and so forth. And it made me realize that children, again, see and they reenact. They do the good things that we do, and they also do the bad things that we do. Anyone who has a child knows that if you say the wrong word around them, they start to repeat it. So we have to be careful of what we say and what we do. This is why it's so crucial to have children. Worship in the Armenian church is very, very complex. It's not simple. It's very developed. We have had 21 centuries, almost, 21 centuries of development of our worship, of our Baha'i, of our liturgy. And this is why it is complex. This is why it's 2 hours long. This is why we do this. We have movements. We do lots of different things. Whereas if you go to another church, and I'm not putting down any church, but if you go to another Protestant church, it's very simple. Very simple. There's a couple of songs, there's a sermon, and they're done. And that's their worship. And that's beautiful. evolve